This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. I want to look at this awful word, prejudice. Looking at circumstances and people in a certain way, it's not always helpful to go through life wearing the glasses of prejudice. In one classic experiment, the participants were asked to judge the height of people that were shown in photographs. And people in this experiment were told, in this booklet, the men and women are actually of equal height. We've taken care to match the heights of the men and the women in the picture. That is, for every woman of a particular height, somewhere in that booklet, there's also a man of that same height. Therefore, to make as accurate a height judgment as possible, we want you to judge each photo as an individual case. Don't rely on the person's sex. And they had a $50 cash prize for whoever made the most accurate judgments of height in these photos. Well, despite this, participants consistently related the men as being a few inches taller than the women. Why do we think men are always taller than women? That's not always true. It seems a prejudice against women. Dodi Gadient, a schoolteacher for 13 years, decided to travel across America and see the sights that she taught the kids about. So she travelled alone in a truck with a camper, and she launched out one afternoon. She rounded a curve on a 1-5 near Sacramento in a rush hour traffic, and a water pump blew on her truck. She was tired, scared, exasperated, alone. Here she was on the highway, and in spite of the traffic jam that she caused, no one seemed interested at all in helping her. So she prayed, "Please God, send me an angel, preferably one with mechanical experience." Guess what? Within 4 minutes, a huge Harley drove up, ridden by an enormous man, sprouting long black hair, a beard, and tattoos. So with this incredible air of confidence, he jumped off, and without even glancing at Dodi, he went to work on the truck. He flagged down a larger truck, attached a tow chain to the frame of this disabled Chevy, and whisked the 56-foot rig off the freeway onto a side street where he started to work on the water pump. Well, the school teacher was just dumbfounded, especially when she read the words on the back of his jacket, "Hell's Angels, California." And as he finished fixing this up, she said, "Well, thanks so much." And noticing her surprise, he looked at her straight in the eye and he said, "Listen, don't judge a book by the cover. You may not even know who you're talking to." So he smiled, closed the hood of the truck, got back onto his bike, and was gone as fast as he had appeared. You see, you can't always judge appearances, can you? Chuck Swindoll, in his book Simple Faith, talks about this business of prejudice. He said that William Wilberforce, who stood virtually alone in England as he tried to block the slave trading and to set the slaves free, he demonstrated true Christianity. Of course he did. But do you know what his enemies did? They slandered him. They spread every kind of false rumour. They said he was a brutal husband. And some even made gossip that he was married to another woman. He did what was right, but he paid the cost. Abraham Lincoln, of course, a great man in history, took up the torch against slavery during his years as the 16th president. He became the object of hatred in the South of America. He also received death threats and things like that. Martin Luther King, another man who had a very hard time. We can't always judge correctly. Let's put away this prejudice. We need to see life and people the way that God sees them. We need to see what God is saying, to see things the way God sees them. Treat others the way you want to be treated yourself. We can't define who is worthy of God's grace, whether he or she is, because we're all worthy of God's grace. There is difference, of course. You'll be able to agree or disagree, even if you don't see eye to eye with someone. You can, of course, respect their opinion. It was Mother Teresa who said, "If you judge people, you'll have no time to love them." Look at Jesus. Jesus knew and he loved people. There was no prejudice with him. Thank you, Heavenly Father. There are tremendous lessons to be learned. Help me not to have that eye of prejudice against anyone. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.